Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen and we have April who's checking in with us today about what's going on in the store. Now, just so everybody knows, there are loads of things to celebrate in November. Now, some of these are downright delicious. For instance, April, did you know that today is Men Make Dinner Day? And that tomorrow is Nacho Day. See, and I love nachos. So you talk about a whole bunch of delicious things going on in November. We have the 7th, which is bittersweet chocolate with almond day. And the 8th is cooking something bold day. Now, these are just a few delicious days on the horizon. World Freedom Day, Young Readers Day, Caregiver Appreciation Day, and all of the other days in between. April has some amazing shopping goodies for you to treat yourself or to gift. Now, just so everybody knows, the Unified Caring Association is a nonprofit organization providing membership benefits, products, and services that will make your life easier and more fulfilling. Devoted to assisting our members in living caring lives, we encourage and facilitate acts of care for self, relationship, workplace, and our global community. Welcome back, April. Happy November.
Oh, thank you so much, Karen. Yes, happy November. thank you so much for having me on the show, Karen.
Oh, I love having you on the show. And, you know, this is our monthly goal to have you kick off every single month with what's going on in the store. And I think it's important to note that you don't have to be a member of UCA to shop. But you get nice little discounts if you are, and memberships are really inexpensive, aren't they, April?
Right, they're completely inexpensive. You can be a lifetime member for $99, or you can be a monthly subscriber for just $15 a month to get all of these savings that UCA has to offer.
Right. That's so cool. All right, well, what are we talking about today, darling?
Okay, well, Karen, I figured, you know, I had no idea about man making dinner, so I have to tell my boyfriend now to make me dinner tonight, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Steak sounded pretty good for dinner tonight.
I love it.
Yeah, and then Nacho Day, well, you know, that's really awesome there, too. Well, Karen, before we get into the community store, I would like to talk about pets. Karen, I was thinking about you. Here at UCA, we've added a lot of great new benefits to our pet section. And because the truth of the matter is, pets are our loved ones. They are our companions. They are truly family. And it helps to have the content and the resources to be able to take better care of you and to take better care of them as well. So here in the pet section is, you know, you have the pets and let us help you care for your animals. And so starting off is we have staying healthy with your pets. So it's being compassionate with your pet and with yourself. It's about also staying healthy and practicing good hygiene with you and your pets as well. Making sure, like, you know, we're washing our hands, of course, making sure our pets have the proper medications that they need, that they're getting that their shots, they're being bathed, just all in all, so you and your pets can stay healthy together. basically, and especially, you know, with small children and whatnot, it's always good to stay healthy with your pet. And then also, a lot of people, when they do have pets, don't realize how much pets do affect their overall health and well-being. You know, having a pet can lower your cholesterol, it can lower your blood pressure, it can lower your anxiety, because pets are true healers. And a lot of people, you know, they go to their pets as companions to be able to, you know, you can talk to your pet and they're there to listen to you. They're there to help you, and they're going to sense if you're sick or whatnot. They're always going to be there right by your side, no matter what.
And, that is very, that is a true, yeah. That is more true than you know. Real quick, a couple years ago, I had to have I had back surgery. And when I was recuperating, all three of my animals, my two cats and my dog, Leo, never, ever, ever leaves my side. My cats, you know, cats are very independent. They only want you when it's food time or at 2 o'clock in the morning when they want you to pet them while you're sleeping, you know. But, yeah, they never do. And I think, just to add to your statement, babe, I honestly believe we can learn from them.
Yeah.
Right? Think about what they do after they've taken a nice long nap. The very first thing they do is stretch.
Right?
We don't do that really all that often.
No.
You know, get up and when you've been sitting for a long time to get up and take a nice big, you know, cat stretch or dog stretch.
Right.
And, you know, so this is great. Keep going.
Yeah.
I just wanted to interject just for a moment.
Yeah, no, it's great, Karen. And, you know, all of us here at UCA, we just had really fun, you know, finding these resources and contacts to be able to give these to our UCA members, so that they can better.
Right, so you have to be a member for this. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, baby. You do have to be a member to partake in the animal in your pet with this pet profile and all the things that you're offering. You do have to be a member for that, correct?
Yes, that is something that you would need to be a UCA member for, yes.
Okay, I wanted to just clarify that for a moment.
Yeah, and then also pets, medications, and products. You know, just like us humans, pets need to be able to, you know, they need to be able to get their medications and, you know, treats and whatnot. And so what we do is we are connected with Member eShop. So when you download the app or you go to their website, what you can do is you can go to the Member eShop and then you can just type in Pet Care RX. And so then you have the resources to find a pet pharmacy, food and nutrition, accessories, cleaning and grooming supplies, you know, crates, furniture, and also toys and treats. So this is also a great place where our members can go check that out to get lots of savings there as well.
Fantastic.
And then,
I absolutely love it. Do you offer pet insurance?
Right now, Karen, we don't. We're really kind of, that's something that we're trying to add to our customers. We're not quite there yet. Something not necessarily insurance, but more veterinary services, you know, savings is what we're really looking into. We've looked into a few companies so far, and we're just waiting on some responses back. But we do plan on adding something like that to the pet's benefits page.
Great. Well, I look forward to the update on that.
Yeah. And then also pets, tags and accessories. There's this company called Dog Art Tag that they are based out of North Carolina. And they designed this company because, you know, one of the owner's pets got lost. And when a pet gets lost, whether they're going for a walk or they, you know, sometimes dogs get out of their yard or the fence or something like that, it helps the dog and you to be safe to knowing that they have their tag on them for identification, you know, and of course, along with their shots, tags and whatnot too. With this company, they've designed hundreds of different designs and themes that whatnot that you can, you know, purchase your own dog tag and personalize it yourself. And it comes, you know, with the dog tag. It comes with the little accessories that it goes with, leashes, collars, and whatnot. And we're really fortunate to have been able to connect with this company and have them be able to provide UCA and our members a good discount to be able to get these tags for their dogs or their cats.
Awesome. Yeah, I've helped my neighbors chase down their dogs when they've gotten out of the yard several times.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, there was a boxer puppy that had escaped, and this baby was just running. And it was like probably one of the hottest days, most humid days here. And it would lay down and rest in the shade, but the moment, you know, we got up, tried to get close to it, it would take off again. So there were about, I think, 9 of us trying to get this dog.
Yeah.
The dog, they finally had to call. She finally called her husband, who brought one of the kids, and the kids got out of the car, and the dog ran right to the child. So, you know, it all ended well, but what a fun day that was. But, yeah, I do help my neighbors in going out and searching for their puppies, you know, their dogs when they get loose. So I would die if anything happened to my dog. Seriously.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah.
And that's,
because
he's
my bestie.
Yeah. And it always helps to have those ID tags and their shots and everything on their collar because, you know, most of the time if, you know, animal controller comes, you know, they're going to pick that dog up. And they're not going to know if it's not, you know, or even not even microchipped. They're not going to know who the owner is. And then the dog ends up in the pound. And then, you know, then the customer member, you know, someone's having to go to the pound. And then, you know, you got to pay all those fees and whatnot, too. So it helps to keep you and your animal safe. Definitely get a microchip or get one of these little fancy little dog art tags, too, or both. You know, definitely to, like I said, keep you and your pet safe.
Right. I'd rather tag them than microchip them, but that's my personal preference.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable with, definitely. So going down the list here, Karen, so we also have pet nutrition. This was really, really, really fun, me and my team looking this up, too. Looking up how us as human beings, how we have nutritional needs and difference in every stage of our lives, whether it's child, you know, teenager, middle-aged, you know, seniors, how our body changes and how our nutrition changes. Well, it's also the same thing for our pets, too. And so it helps to be able to know what stage in a dog's life and what particular food and nutrition that they need in each stage of their life for them to make sure that they're getting all the vitamins and the nutrients they need to stay healthy throughout their, you know, throughout their lives. And I didn't know this, especially when I was getting into the cat section too, is cats, in order to stay healthy, it's, you know, we think we can just feed them dry, you know, cat food or wet cat food. Well, it's actually really important for cats to be able to feed them like chicken or tuna, so that way they're getting the extra omega, you know, 3 vitamins that they need too, because they don't get enough vitamins alone of just the package wet food or just the packaged dry food. They actually need that fresh salmon or that fresh tuna or that fresh chicken too. And so I never really realized that. So it makes me think about when I do get a cat in the future that, it, you know, it's something to think about. Like, I can't just feed them one or the other. Like, my cat's going to need to have a mix of, you know,
right.
I need to go get some tuna and whatnot. So, like I said,
very
it was
true.
Really, I learned a lot. And me and my team, we learned a lot just finding out all this information. And we definitely wanted to share it to our members. Like I said, to keep their pets healthy and safe. So
that's great information. I hope people go to unifiedcaring.org and if they're members and click on that pet section for so much great information. That's one of the wonderful benefits. And then if they're not members, you know, consider joining. You know, try it for a month and see. If you see if it's something that you find hugely beneficial, because there's so many benefits that we don't really even discuss that they are in, that people are entitled to. But getting back to the store, we have we got a couple of big things coming up. What's coming up, babe?
Okay. Well, we did mention that we have the Children's Day and the Caregivers Day in November, correct?
Oh yeah, Young Readers Day coming up on November 10th, and the World Caregiver Appreciation Day is the 13th.
Yeah. Okay. So going into Kids Readers Month for November 10th, so that's already 5 days away. Wow. I mean, we're already in the 5th of November. I just can't believe it. With young readers, what I would suggest is our Somebody Moonbud Feeling Deck cards. This helps children deal with their feelings and emotions and being able to express them. We have Somebody, and that is for children, younger children. And then we have 12 and up would be the Moonbud. 12 up could go all the way, you know, to adults. And, yeah, I would definitely recommend these cards for children. And then also we have some great children's books in our community store as well. So we have, you know, Power of Paws, dealing, you know, with having a pause if we're feeling angry, dealing with emotions. We have Understand and Care, Speak Up and Get Along. You know, some children are going back to school and, you know, dealing with bullying and whatnot, helping kids, you know, not be bystanders, but being able to speak up. We also have a great teenager book, too, Don't Let Your Emotions Ruin Your Life for Teens. Definitely check out the Caring Community Store. Under the books sections, we have a lot of great options for kids. Definitely.
Well, I think the thing about these cards, especially for the young ones, is if parents go through the cards together with their children, the parents also learn so much about things that the children don't have any experience to deal with, right? Because, you know, we're not born with experience. That's something that we learn, right? And when we are in a situation that we say we're in a bullying situation and we've never been in that before, you know, you just kind of freeze and wonder what you did wrong. And then you feel ashamed or you're shocked or, you know, whatever emotions are going through you. So these cards with the parents is an amazing thing. And then added in with these cards, a bonus gift would be one of these books to help further solidify young emotions and how to deal with them. And I honestly believe that when we are taught at a young age about our emotions and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and trying to find some stability and help them work through it, you know,
right.
A lot of times we're too busy. We you know,
yeah.
we just,
mm-hmm.
we just, you know, the children, they go to school. You know, we my household has always had a standard dinner rule. We always eat dinner together. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that there's a whole bunch of households that do that. You know,
right.
but I don't know that that's a true statement. I would like to believe that there are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my dad, when I was a teenager, would ask me, you know, questions like, "What did you learn?"
yeah.
You know, what did they teach you today? What did you learn? What's new that you learned? That's something that my dad would do. At our dinner table, we play trivia.
And
my international students partake in trivia games, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
their dinner is always very loud and a lot of fun at my household. So, you know, my youngest, who will be 17 in just a couple of weeks, he is one of those children that speaks up for, he always has. And, you know, and I'm not sure, I think it was something that he came in with innately. He doesn't like seeing other people being bullied. And he has always, and to this day, continues to stand up
mm-hmm.
for those that are being bullied. I talk about my son all the time. I do. And I know I sound, you know, very biased, but
no,
you know, he's one of the most unique. He's one of the most unique individuals that
mm-hmm.
you will ever meet. And so I think that these cards and these books together are just so great for kids. And I would love to see UCA sell out of their stock, you know, and have so much back ordered, because that would
mean
that we are blanketing, you know, the globe with, you know, caring emotions and learning how to deal with, you know, rather than, you know, just letting kids struggle with what they're dealing with, you know.
Right.
So
being
kudos
able to
you guys.
Themselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then coming up, I know we have a great package, and I think it would be good to remind our listeners that 11/13 is Caregiver Appreciation Day. So if you have somebody who's been helping take care of your parent in a nursing home and you haven't been able to, you know, visit, but you know that they're taking great care of them because you're checking in all the time, or somebody's taking care of your loved one at home helping you out, we have a great package for them. Do you want to let people know what that is?
Yeah, Karen, we have 6 great packages in our Caring Community store. This one is, I have to say, one of our favorites. It's the Caregiver Support Package, because all those things that you said and more are true, Karen. It helps to be able to give support to a person who's caring for your loved one and to be able to give back to them, because it is such a thankless job. I mean, it's a selfless job to be able to care for someone else the way they do. And it's a lot on their plate. And I call them little angels is what they are. And
I agree.
It helps to be able to give back to them for all that they do. And this package is a great deal for our members. The package is $132, and it comes with a lot of great gifts for a caregiver to be able to care for their caregivee. And so this care package is a gift to support the peace of mind of these meaningful items. And this package includes a Moonbeam Feeling Pack deck of cards, again, going back to the children, it's being able to express their feelings and also the caregiver's feelings as well. So to be
right.
able to open up those feelings and the communication of, hey, how are we doing today? What's our feeling today? What is our emotion today? And how can we help and work through that? And then we
right.
also have the blood pressure monitor too, because it always helps to monitor your blood pressure. And then for the caregiver, the caregivee is the one-touch alert system too. So you can be able to put that over your neck. So if you have a fall detection or whatnot, it has a GPS. That's also a great item that our team added to the care package. A pulse oximeter to be able to check our oxygen levels, which is so great in the times that we're living in now, to be able to, I say, almost just checking that daily or a few times a week, just, making sure your lungs are where they're supposed to be.
Right.
And
you really want your oxygen. You want to make sure that your oxygen levels are in the 90s, right? So when you get
yeah.
into those low 80s, upper 70s, then
mm-hmm.
you need to go. You need to,
yeah.
At least that's what my doctor tells me anyway. So I'm
definitely
not a medical professional and I don't
out.
Pretend to be one, but I do know what they'd say. So, you know, you need to make sure that your blood oxygen levels are, maintaining in the 90s. That's so important, especially right now.
Especially right now. I agree. And then also we have the Bloom, the Act of Kindness cards, because like I said, that's the kindest thing a caregiver can do is take care of a caregivee. So the acts of the kindness cards that the caregivee and the caregiver can do together. And it comes, well, we figured we could put all this in a big oil cloth tote bag. And these, we love these bags. They're nice and big, they're heavy, they're really heavy duty, to where you can kind of put all the contents inside this bag if you needed to. And then also writing down, make the world a little kinder journal. Just, the caregiver can just kind of write down little notes throughout the day. And to be able to put all that in a tote bag and, That's our caregiver support package.
That's wonderful. I love
great...
the journal.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I love this journal because sometimes when, caregiving is so hard. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard work.
Yeah.
And it mm-hmm. is probably, and you're right, you're so right when you call them angels, because you need a special, there's just a certain type of heart of person that will take care of people, but it also can be extremely frustrating. And,
right.
Writing down how you feel, you get it out and you feel better and then you move on, right? And
yeah.
and I think that's true like for everybody, but caregivers specifically, that I think that would help them feel more connected to them and then to help them even be better able to, everybody has a bad day, absolutely everybody. And they could write down their frustrations. They can also write down their joys and then keep it and look back in a year and see how far they've come and the struggles that they didn't think that they would ever be able to overcome and how strong they are now. I think that's a wonderful thing. And what was the price again, babe, on this?
Okay, yeah, and so our members get a great price of $132, and non-members get $181, so there's actually a big price difference there, so definitely helps to be a UCA member to take advantage of this great deal. And we do want to let all of our members know, too, that we, UCA members get the top-notch best price. We beat Amazon, we beat all of our competitors in our prices to be able to give back to our members. So
that's great. And every bit of a purchase also, they are helping to support all of the different things that UCA does, like with the CARE program. April, thank you so much for your time today. You'll come back. We'll speak with you the first Thursday in December.
Okay.
People can count on that, and we'll have all kinds of new things. Thanks, everybody, again for listening, and we'll talk with everybody again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, April.